Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. In the late 1800s, the great aunt of my guest, her name was Marie Woodworth Eder. She rocked the Christian world, but she also rocked the secular world with the most amazing gifts. And my guest has inherited that mantle. Now, when she was 25 years of age, Jesus came to her and said, "There is coming a day when you will be a prophet like Samuel. Not one of your words will fall to the ground without them coming to pass. But it will be in your latter years." And guess what? That's now. You know, Glenda, I've been reading about your great aunt, and I am in awe of her. This was in the late 1800s. Women weren't, it wasn't acceptable to preach. But, and this was in the day before internet and all the media we have today. 25,000, upwards of 25,000 would gather for her meetings. She got the attention of the secular world because she would go into trances and she would be preaching like this and get frozen. Sometimes up to 3 days and three nights, she would not move. So the press thought, oh, she's faking it. So they would take pins, smart press, and they would stick a pin in her. And she wouldn't budge because she was having an encounter in heaven or perhaps being translated to another part of the world. In fact, the most skeptical reporters, you know what would happen to them? They would fall over in the spirit and be unconscious for hours. I mean, that's my, these days, Glenda, are these days coming back?
They are, even greater.
Okay, I am in awe over the gift God has entrusted to you, a prophecy. Tell me a few prophecies that you've had in the past that have come to pass.
Okay, I was in a church and on a Sunday evening, God stopped me. Prophecy came on me and I prophesied that Reagan was gonna be shot that week, but he would not die. And so I had everybody stand up and pray for him. And before the week was out, he was shot. And I got revivals out of that.
Now, what about Berlin?
Berlin Wall. I prophesied that it was coming down. I prophesied the Gulf War and that it would end soon. And I prophesied the Iraq War and that it would be called those names. Exactly, they were called that. And God said, this war is not going to end easy because America, her pride, she took glory for the Gulf War, and he said that God said they gave me no glory. They did not look unto me. So it's not going to be over till I say it's over, and many's going to be killed.
And before the election with President Obama, what did God tell you?
That Obama in 07, he showed me, I didn't even know who he was, and he told me Obama was going to be our president. And then when the next election, I prophesied he was going to win again. And of course, you know, many didn't believe it. And they, the major prophets prophesied the other man, Mitt Romney. And but God told me, I don't care what anybody says, it's going to be Obama. And of course, we know Obama's in the White House.
Okay, I'm going to stretch you right now. Are you ready to be stretched?
Yes.
I'm ready to be stretched because Glenda's father, I mean, he knew the ministry of her great aunt, and he was a butcher by day and a preacher by night. And one day he, horrible mistake, he sliced his finger off. He ran to the doctor, and what did he say to the doctor?
I want you to sew my finger back on. And the doctor said, absolutely not. Because if I do, gangrene will set in, you'll lose your whole arm.
I don't care. I want you to sew it back on now.
And he made him sign papers because my dad was so persistent about it being sewn on.
They didn't want liability problems back then, too. Okay.
Yes, it was in the 50s. And so he was in a revival at night, and he was in a lot of pain, and red streaks started going up his arm. And so my mom said, maybe you should have had it not sewn on. And he goes, no, I serve God. He's the great physician, and I know I'm going to get a miracle. And my dad looked for miracles all the time. And when we went to church, I was 8 years old, was going to the revival that night. And I got in the back seat with my brother and sister, and I could feel faith in the air.
God has provided for you, then God will be in your life, and God will heal you today.
Yes. And his finger flew off, and immediately a brand new one appeared in its place.
Did you see this with your eyes?
I did.
That had to stretch your faith
to see a
finger grow out. I mean, that... But then when it gets better, but believe it or not, it gets better.
Yes.
The finger that was, you know, it just went, and it hit someone in a wheelchair. What was wrong with this person?
They were a paraplegic, and it hit them, and they were healed instantly.
How do you know?
I saw it.
They got up?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes. And the caretakers were there that took care of this man, and they knew. And one of them accepted the Lord. And he ran all over the place.
A paraplegic gets hit by a finger and runs all over? I'll tell you what. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard all that God has in store for you right now. We'll be right back.
Amen.
By 1885, Glenda Jackson's great-aunt Maria Woodworth Etter had crowds of over 25,000 pressing in to hear her speak, with signs and wonders following. Hundreds fell to the ground under the power of God. Maria herself was caught up in trances on a regular basis. More when we return to It's Supernatural. Call now and get Glenda Jackson's Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package, which includes her powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God, and her great aunt Maria Woodworth Etter's anointed book, Signs and Wonders. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9256. The key resource in the Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package is Maria Woodworth Etter's over 570-page book, Signs and Wonders. In Maria's book, you will read the powerful testimonies of thousands who were healed of cancer, blindness, deafness, other disabilities, and even raised from the dead. You'll discover prophecies fulfilled and yet to be filled, plus visions of heaven. Through this book, you will gain the awesome power of unyielding faith. Receive a supernatural impartation on how to live every day in the miraculous. You will also receive Glenda Jackson's three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God. It includes insights from her over 50 years of experience and revelation on how to hear God's voice. Through this powerful series, you will clearly understand that God desires to answer when you call out to Him. Learn how to avoid things that will keep you from clearly hearing God's voice. Understand how not to be led astray by other voices, especially in the end times that we are living in. Included on the audio CDs are Glenda's never-released prophetic words concerning the future of America, the world, and the coming of the greatest revival ever to occur on planet Earth. Don't miss out on getting Glenda Jackson's Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package, which includes her powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God, and her great-aunt Maria Woodworth Etter's anointed book, Signs and Wonders. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9256, or you can send your your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9256 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So powers in the invisible world are very upset with my guest. She marries, her husband has epilepsy, he's insane, there's no hope. She goes on a 40-day fast. What happened, Glenda?
Well, he had 27 grand mal seizures, lost his mind that night. They put him in the hospital. They had him tied in bed. And he was incontinent, couldn't keep clothes on him, and he was looked like a wild man. And the doctors wanted to commit him. And I said, I'm going to go home and pray, and I'll be back tomorrow. Well, when I went home, I could smell the sawdust of my dad's tent revivals. And I said, if my dad was here, he would know what to do. And I began to call churches in town to see if they could cast the devil out of my husband. And they said, commit him, every one of them. But I'm glad they did say that, or I wouldn't have the faith I've got today. God will put you in a situation where you have to use your faith. And so Jesus said, go back, check him out. Tell him that you got a new doctor and you're going to commit him to me. So that's, and I said, well, I have no car. Like he didn't know. He said, I already got a ride coming to get you at 10 in the morning. 10 o'clock, a car showed up, a woman showed up, said, God told me to come pick you up. And we went to the hospital and I went in and they had the papers and they pushed them to me, the doctors did, and said, are you ready to commit him? And I said, yes. And they said, good. I said, but not to you. I found a new doctor. And they said, who is this doctor that you found? And I said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they started cussing. And they said, we're going to go over your head and we're going to get power of attorney and we're going to commit him. And I said, go right ahead, because he's my attorney too. And they were so mad. And he said, get him and get out of here and don't ever come back. And so I did. And he told me, he's going to kill you and your children. You don't realize how bad he is. So I took him home, was fasting, and I'll never forget, on the last night of the fast, angel came in, the biggest angel I've ever seen in my life. And he said, you've been given the authority to use the name of Jesus. Everybody don't have that authority. And I said, what? And he said, only believers do. Everybody's not a believer that says they are. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And he handed me a sword. So I went in there and laid it on my husband. And the angel disappeared.
You're telling me the angel gave you a sword and you put this sword on your husband?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
He told me that sword was the sword of the Spirit, the word of Almighty God. And soon as I did, those things started coming out of him. All kinds of creature-looking things, and they would name themselves. Like one came out and said, I'm insanity. And they would just go out naming themselves. And the last one that came out, it just looked terrible. Well, they all were just creatures. And my husband sat up, and he was just like he came back from the dead. He didn't know what had happened. And he said, I'm hungry. And I thought, everybody Jesus touches that's all dead or this or that, they're always hungry when they come back.
But you know, that is normal. Normal as defined by the Bible. But she had an encounter where she went to hell. And you were telling me, what was the smell like there?
Oh, it was flesh rotting. It was the worst smell. I couldn't take it, that I ever smelled in my life. And there was lava coming down, like out of a volcano, and it was burning people, because they're not in the fire yet, but they were in the in that. And then it would erupt, and I'd ask the angel, what is that? He said, that's hell enlarging herself. Every time a volcano goes off, hell enlarges herself. And that's what happened with the tsunami. I prophesied that a tsunami was going to happen in Japan. And remember, there was a big volcano exploded. And Jesus said that's it did that. Hell enlarged herself to take all the people in.
Is there eternal suffering in hell?
Yes.
What did you see?
I even seen demons biting the people, biting, and they would scream, bloody screams.
I'll tell you what, I wish we had time to go into that, but I want to hear, I have to tell you the truth, I want to hear about heaven. She went to heaven. We'll be right back.
Glenda Jackson received a revelation from heaven on how to hear God's voice. People from all over the world report that after receiving the impartation from Glenda, they are now hearing clearly from God. More when we return to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, in 2008, Glenda Jackson went to heaven. What were you told? What did you see?
Two angels came down and took me into heaven and took me to the throne where Jesus and our Heavenly Father are sitting. And I couldn't even look at them. I just bowed there. And all at once, just a spirit of weeping came upon me. And I saw these angels bringing in golden shields. And I asked the Lord, what is this? And He said, this is shields of faith. My people are not using them. My ministers aren't. They're going to the world for their needs to be met. And He said, they don't want my faith anymore. And He told me that faith means forsaking all, I take Him.
That's an acronym.
Yes.
Say that again.
Forsaking all, I take Him.
Hmm. He taught you how faith operates. Give us one nugget that you were taught from heaven about faith.
Well, He told me that to do the works, you've got to believe. He said that you... I'm not up here praying. I'm the intercessor. But He said, I'm not praying for people to get saved. I'm not praying for people to get healed. I began to weep, and I said, I thought that's what you were all about. And He said, that's up to you guys on earth. And, well, He didn't say guys. He said, my people on earth. He said, you've got to keep the shields of faith. You know, it's spiritual, the shield. But He said, what did I tell Simon? And I said, you told Simon, 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 Satan has desire to sift thee as wheat. And He said, I prayed that your faith will not fail. He said, go tell my people, I'm up here praying over every one of my people's faith that it will not fail. And then I heard a voice behind me, and I knew it was Paul. I didn't even have to turn around. I knew his voice like if I'd always known him. And you got eyes in the back of your head in heaven. And I saw him, and he was a small man. And he said, remember what I said. He said, above all, take the shield of faith. And that's what we got to do.
Glenda, because time's slipping away, what has God shown you that will happen in the future?
He showed me that if Christians don't start praying more than they ever have, even the churches become the house of prayer, this next election,
presidential election,
is not going to take place, that it's going to be suspended because evil's going to arise and some disasters are going to happen and some things are going to be put in place and the president's not going to be removed. He's going to stay in and these things are going to happen and they're going to be very bad if we don't get a hold of God.
What other things is he showing you?
He's showing me that the church has got to get back to prayer. Prayer is the power he gave the church. And we got to get the faith of God. Paul said, do we have God faith or are we taught man's wisdom faith? That's what he said in Corinthians. And he said, I come and I showed you in the demonstration of the power of God, my faith by it's God's faith. We got to get back that faith. Oh,
are we supposed to be hearing God at this point? How important is it for us to hear God?
We got to hear God or we're going to be deceived. God is talking. In Revelation, he's talked 7 times. For he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And John the Baptist, remember this. He had to be out in the wilderness. He had to learn the voice of God. Then he went in, and they hadn't heard the voice of God in about 2,000 years. And what happened? When he was told by God, when you see the man come in and the dove light on his head. And soon as he saw that, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. What happened? The heavens opened and God began to speak for the first time in about 2,000 years. And what did Peter say in the book of Acts? He said, God is going to speak one more time. Jesus spoke in heaven, and now he's going to speak to the earth. And we got to know his voice, or we're going to be deceived.
Now, what kind of times are coming, in your opinion?
Horrible times. Times such, the Bible said, times such as never before. The earthquakes, all of that are going to intensify. But we don't have to be afraid. We've got to know God's voice. We're going to live supernaturally. We're not going to live like the world lives. We're going to live supernaturally. God showed me, like they did in the wilderness, like they did in Jesus's day. He walked on the earth. We got to believe. If we can't believe, we're not going to make it.
Okay, you've heard about heaven. You've heard about hell. Now the question is, not just where will you be, and that's the most important thing, but while you're here, there's a purpose. You are here because God puts you here. Because God has a destiny in your life. Because there really is meaning. You said tonight that you don't have meaning in your life. You're here with a destiny. You're here with meaning. I want you to make Jesus your Lord. It's the simplest thing you ever did, but it's a matter of your heart. I'm willing to surrender. Are you willing right now? Then say this prayer out loud. You at home, you in the studio audience, say this prayer with me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
Against you.
Against you.
And you alone have I sinned.
Have I sinned.
And I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
Washes away my sins.
Washes away my sins.
And I am clean.
And I am clean.
And now that I am clean.
Now that I am clean.
I ask Jesus to live inside of me.
Jesus to live inside of me.
And be my Lord.
And be my Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I am so glad I know you.
I'm so glad I know you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Call now and get Glenda Jackson's Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package, which includes her powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God, and her great aunt Maria Woodworth Etter's anointed book, Signs and Wonders. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9256. The key resource in the Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package is Maria Woodworth Etter's over 570-page book, Signs and Wonders. In Maria's book, you will read the powerful testimonies of thousands who were healed of cancer, blindness, deafness, other disabilities, and even raised from the dead. You'll discover prophecies fulfilled and yet to be filled, plus visions of heaven. Through this book, you will gain the awesome power of unyielding faith, understand how to obtain your healing, receive a supernatural impartation on how to live every day in the miraculous.
If you read this book, the Lord showed me that all that she walked in, you can walk in, and it can be yours through this book.
You will also receive Glenda Jackson's three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God. It includes insights from her over 50 years of experience and revelation on how to hear God's voice. Through this powerful series, you will clearly understand that God desires to answer when you call out to Him. Learn how to avoid things that will keep you from clearly hearing God's voice. Discover that hearing God's voice will cause you to develop a real hunger for intimacy with God. Find out as you consistently hear His voice, He will lead you into fulfilling your God-given destiny. Understand how not to be led astray by other voices, especially in the end times that we are living in. Included on the audio CDs are Glenda's never-released prophetic words concerning the future of America, the world, and the coming of the greatest revival ever to occur on planet Earth.
How would you have liked to walk with Jesus 2,000 years ago? I mean, I can't think of anything greater, but the same mantle that it was on a woman that literally rocked the secular world, this is the 1800s, rocked the Christian world, that same anointing is on Glenda. She's walked for 50 years. She has studied the Word of God. She has heard from heaven on how you can hear from God. And I'm going to tell you, it's always been important to hear from God, but now, it's life critical.
Don't miss out on getting Glenda Jackson's Signs and Wonders Mentoring Package, which includes her powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Knowing the Voice of God, and her great aunt Maria Woodworth Etter's anointed book, Signs and Wonders. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9256. Or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9256 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest can tell you the year, the month, the day, and the hour that a great mantle for miracles came upon him, and he wants to teach you how you can walk in those same supernatural miracles. Are you interested?
Yeah!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.